Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mac.
Yo!
You got yourself an assistant.
I prefer to call her, like, maybe a helper or... I don't know.
I think assistant's a little bit better than
assistant,
helper, right?
I don't know. Assistant just sounds kind of...
But personal assistant sounds hoity-toity to you, but it also gives her responsibility
credit.
More credibility, I
sure,
think.
Sure, sure.
Like, everyone wants to be a regional radio star's personal assistant.
Oh, yeah. People, like, crave being a personal assistant. That looks really good on a resume.
Okay. Well,
so
okay, that's what it is.
Don't say she's your helper or
right.
errand girl. Say, make it official.
Yeah, okay. Helper doesn't sound as good.
Al, you have a personal assistant.
Okay.
It's funny right. when your friends get personal assistants.
And
I don't know why. It's just kind of funny to me.
And she's an Eskimo, and I've never met an Eskimo before, so... We have to figure out what we're going to call her if we're going to do like a recurring bit, which we apparently we are.
A bit?
Eskimo
or why don't
assistant.
We just talk to her.
No, we could just...
Eskimo assistant. Eskimo.
I like Eskimo assistant.
I like Eskimo assistant.
Why are you adverse to that?
No, I'm not.
Assistant.
I'm not. I just need to know.
What does she drive, Al? One of those sleds?
Yes.
It's kind of hard in that snow.
A sled pulled by snow dogs. Yes, she does.
It's like concrete.
That's how she goes
like
to work.
Nails on a chalkboard, actually.
Yeah.
That's how she gets to work every day. Valet parking that bad boy is a monster.
I had a few questions for you also, Al.
Oh, questions for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we talk to the Eskimo assistant.
All right.
How do Eskimos build their house?
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know how an Eskimo builds his house?
Out of ice?
Oh, no. I know where this is going.
He glues it together.
And we laugh all the
joke.
To the best joke
See,
ever.
He can't announce that he's going to do these because he knows.
Yeah, because you guys don't let me.
Are you done?
Hey, no, I have another question.
Another one. Okay, go ahead.
This one, I bet, is going to be a joke.
Because you know about Eskimos. Why don't Eskimos get married very often?
I don't know.
They get cold feet?
And we laugh all night.
Yeah, because it's cold. All right. It's cold out there.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I bet you got one more.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's coming threes.
Do you know what an Eskimo gets when he sits in his igloo for too long, Big Al Mac?
Cold butt?
Yeah.
Polaroids.
And we laugh all night.
Instead of hemorrhoids.
Best joke ever.
That would be photos.
It's a pun.
It would make sense if there wasn't something called a Polaroid.
It's a pun.
Hmm. All right. So that's our Eskimo.
That concludes my Eskimo jokes. There's no more.
All right.
Oh, there's only three in the universe.
Well, there's more, but they weren't that funny.
Mm. Oh.
Those were the funny.
Wait, can we hear? I want to hear one of the ones that wasn't funny.
I don't have them available to me right
Google
now.
Google not funny Eskimo jokes.
No, just Google Eskimo jokes and you'll find the not funny ones.
And right. I did not hit the buttons that made those jokes, just so you know.
Thanks, Shannon.
That was not me.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
I am interested to know, I know you have a lot going on, but you were concerned about like how you're going to fill her time,
days.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
I know yesterday, like, there was just like one small item, one errand on the agenda. So.
Yeah, there were things that came up, which is good. You know, if there's things that come up throughout the day or even while I'm here, make a little note, send her a text message, boom, 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 do this later on. So yeah, there's things. Trust me. She had stuff to do yesterday.
Is she on call like 24/7?
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday was really day one, right?
Yesterday was officially kind of day one, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So did she write a blog or anything? Let us know how that day went?
I believe she did.
She did?
I believe so.
Oh,
and I think we can hear it in her voice.
We should
You mean she recorded her diary? She has like an audio diary?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's very interesting. But unfortunately, I overslept this morning really bad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, seriously.
Oh, you're tired?
You need to go take a nap?
I need to go finish getting my hair and makeup
done. Oh, that's fine.
Before I have to do, you know, the TV show is going to start pretty soon. So
right.
If y'all don't mind, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all just tell me what she says.
Oh,
I'm sure it's going to be hilarious.
We'll also let you know what the Eskimo accent sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what one sounds like.
I know.
Neither.
I don't think I've ever heard one.
Me neither.
I'm so curious
like
to hear it.
Like I said, this is my first encounter.
I'm just curious, too. Unfortunately, I'm not going to hear it.
Dang it.
Al, it's your first encounter, but you hired her?
Yes. Well, you know, online, monster.com.
Okay.
Yeah, no, EskimoMonster.com.
All right. Well, let's hit that button and hear that audio.
Okay, here's Al's Eskimo assistant.
What is this?
Eskimo music.
It's good.
Ay, 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 ay.
Eskimo music.
It's like a Spanish Eskimo?
It's a tribal chant, Al. Come on.
Okay.
Get to know your assistant.
Gosh, how do you communicate with her?
Jeez, man.
There's a snowstorm in the background.
Dear diary. After pressuring me since I started working for him at the bar, I decided to give up. I'll give being Big Al's assistant a shot.
No, no. She's
Eskimo. He did offer me a lot of money. I don't think he knows how much he agreed to pay me yet, because he was pretty drunk when I accepted his $90,000 a year offer.
Holy smokes.
You don't even remember?
No.
Since I'll be writing checks from now on, I doubt he noticed. Day one. Started out pretty easy, then things got predictably weird. Oh, I start the day walking Curtis. Al had written down to give him a treat when done, but I could not find treats. So I let him chew on a pair of Al's vanity glasses.
That's what happened.
Curtis seemed pretty happy with this. Next, I had to return paint to paint store, but apparently blue paint is not also green paint.
Hmm? Huh? Blue paint, is that also good?
I don't know.
Eskimo code. Hmm.
Then on to the Apple store to return a computer. Hmm. The man there said I was third girl that day to bring back computer from Big Al. I think he may have other assistants. Next stop was grocery store to buy him soap. However, after trying to explain to Al that just because St. Patrick's Day is over doesn't mean Irish Spring will be on sale, he had me buy the remaining inventory. He said it's also part of this bar promotion he's thinking about. Something like shower with Big Al at the mat tonight.
Oh my gosh.
At this point, I make it back to Al's place, and it was time to do some of the stranger tasks of the day.
Uh-oh.
I started by changing Al's bed sheets. I'd like to be funny here, but this was gross. His bed sheets were more stained than a tablecloth at barbecue buffet.
Oh,
my God. Oh.
Then on to check Al's mail. Mm-hmm. He has a spot to put all the important stuff on his table, and the garbage is for any bills.
Okay, good.
Now, as Al has a really expensive membership to the gym downstairs, his next task was to work out for him.
Nice.
I don't think he understands how exercise works, but I make use of his guest pass. Finally, Al said he would be home about 9 p.m. and to have his bubble bath ready at a perfect 108 degrees.
Nice.
He also said he wanted me in his bath, but I opted to say, Eskimos don't bathe. Ooh. He did not question this. So that was it for my first day as Big Al's assistant. I really hope things don't get any weirder, but hey, 90K makes most things normal. Talk to you soon. Eskimo kisses.
We have an Eskimo on line one.
Oh gosh. Hey, Kelly's back.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Christy.
Actually, my name is Christy.
Hey. Hi.
I never do this, so I'm extremely nervous, but I am an Eskimo.
Oh,
my
really?
Grandpa is an Eskimo from Barrow, and he does not sound like that at all.
Were you
he doesn't?
Were you offended by that Eskimo?
That was
no, not at all. I thought it was quite hilarious. But I just
what does an Eskimo sound like? Can you imitate your grandfather then?
Absolutely. So if you like smear off your teeth to where you can't like let your lips touch your teeth, it would be like, Christy, it's me, your grandpa. And I'm calling because I made a cheese sandwich and like very funny, like
this
words. Hmm. So, yeah, hey Christy, I got feeding the dogs and I'm just saying.
So
Al, you need to tell your Eskimo assistant she doesn't talk right.
She doesn't talk right.
She's not talking.
Yeah, she needs to.
Thanks,
talk.
Christy.
Yeah, thank you.
It's me, Christy. I was calling to say. Anyhow, thanks for entertaining me this morning.
Well, thank you for being our first Eskimo listener call of the day.
Hold on the line. You're going to be our official Eskimo of the show.
A little Jamaican Eskimo.
Yeah, we're gonna take her phone number just in case we need Eskimo facts.
Eskimo making me crazy.
So, Kelly, now that we know the accent from the top.
Is this totally?
Why are you telling Kelly that?
Is this ignorant or probably? But I'm just going to say it anyways. Like in Native American culture, do they have names? Like, has she given you an Eskimo? Do you have an Eskimo name?
No, no.
Oh, we let our Eskimo listener go.
No, she's still on the line.
Okay. Do you have Eskimo names?
Hold on, we're getting her phone number. We got to put her on hold so we could ask her the question again.
Okay, that's something to look into. We'll come up with some Eskimo.
Yeah, I thought my Eskimo assistant did well.
I think barbecue bed sheets is a good Eskimo name.
I think that's the only factual thing.
And tasty, too.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We apparently have a story from one of our producers, Greggles.
Oh, Greg's in the house.
He's making his way into the studio.
Ooh.
Talk to Greg.
Greg, I'll give you $1 if you can find out what that stinky smell is. Is it in the trash can outside the door? Or is it this trash can?
It might be Al.
Something has rotted.
We'll find out.
Is something wrong with me that I can't smell it?
The mouse.
I can't smell it either.
It might be the mouse. It died and it's rotting and you're smelling it.
Mm.
I can't smell it, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hi, Greggles.
Hi, Greg. What's your name? Doing?
What's that?
What's your name?
Greggles.
Oh, hi, Greggles. What do you do here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
I wasn't sure, even though you've been here for a few years now.
He still calls me other people's names. Like, he calls me Troy. And where's Troy been? You know?
Troy is long gone.
What's going on back in the man room where you work?
Well, this is actually not a man room story. Mm. I was on my way to the dentist yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm driving there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a red light right outside. You know the red light right outside the studio.
Yeah,
And I stop. This car in front of me, not really paying attention. I look down. There's a car on my left and a car on my right, and they start moving. So without even noticing, I just kind of start going.
Mm-hmm.
Bumped right into the guy in front of me.
Oh, fender bender status.
So
when you're looking down, were you texting?
I was not texting.
Okay, you just happened to look down.
But I know what
I just
mean.
Happened
you,
to be
you
looking
thought
down.
They were going, so you could go.
You saw movement.
You get the vibe in the periphery.
It happens sometimes.
It's almost like you feel like you're rolling when you're not because the other cars.
Exactly. So I hit the guy, and then I look up, and the car in front of me is the same color. It's the same car. It's the same year. It's identical to my.
What
car.
Are the odds?
Guy kind of gets out. He kicks the door open. And he looks back at me, puts up the come at me, bro arms.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
What's up?
I'm kind of sitting there. I already feel bad enough.
Yeah.
I just bumped into this guy. I've had my car for like 2 years now. I haven't done anything wrong with it. No hits, no nothing. I bumped into this guy. Feel like an idiot.
How fast were you going? No more than 2 miles an hour.
You were stopped.
Yeah.
Right? You just started accelerating.
I just rolled into him maybe five. The guy's like mad. He's like, did you not notice the light was red? Did you not notice me in front of you? I was like, well, I did, but I was looking down. I felt cars moving. I just went. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was there any, how was the damage?
Nothing really. I just kind of dung him a little bit. Yeah. My license plate's like this now, kind of pointing inwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So we kind of exchange information. He takes down my license. We change numbers and I call up my dentist because I was heading to my dentist.
That's what I do when I have an accident. I call my dentist.
Yeah.
He was on his way to his dentist appointment, Al.
He was late, Al.
You guys do not pay attention.
Some of us don't have Eskimo assistants to take care of that for us.
Gosh. I said you really didn't want to go. That's like me. It's a good excuse not to go to the dentist.
Well, I called him. I said, I might be late. I got into a fender bender. And the person on the phone seemed kind of weird about it. And I was like, well, what do you mean?
Oh.
And she's like, well, you know, it's just okay. We'll be here when you get here. So I roll in. And she goes, so you got in a fender bender, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah. She goes, what car did you hit? I'm like, same car. Looked identical to my car. It's like, did it look like that car? And she points out the window. And I turn my head, and there's the guy I hit rolling into the same place.
Wait, was he your dentist?
It's not my.
That would have been great.
That's what I thought.
Your mouth's a little puffy right now. The way you're talking, I'm like, there is no way. That's like the story of.
He would have given you 4 root canals.
Right.
Yeah. It is kind of coincidental, though.
So the guy walks in.
Oh no!
And I'm standing right at the
bad day for both of you.
As soon as he opens the door, I turn around. And I go. Hey, buddy! His brain exploded.
Wait, was
followed
better
you.
Is that you beat him there. It's like, dude, he just was going way too slow.
Apparently. I mean, when the light is not red, or when the light is red, go. That's what I'm saying.
No, the light's red, you stop.
Green, yeah.
When it's green,
I like
you go,
the principles of driving to you, Greg.
That's why you're crashing into people, man.
The light's red, go.
You did move here from New York City where you were producing, right?
Yes.
So you didn't drive for a while.
No, not for a really long time.
Okay, red, stop, green, go.
That is what it is?
Yes.
Shout out.
I just go whenever. If there's nobody around, you just
and
go.
And yellow means go faster so you can make it.
Yeah.
Yellow means speed up a little bit.
Right.
Just so you can make it safely.
We need to do a driving test right now.
You got his number? You guys friends now or what?
Oh, yeah. We're good friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
good.
Me and Naveem.
Oh, yeah.
You need to friend request him. Yeah.
On the Facebook?
Yeah.
What if there's like a lot of damage and he's really mad at me?
Yesterday at the dentist.
See, you should have made that story better. He should have been your dentist.
Uh-huh. Just give him some tips.
Are you coaching, guys?
Oopsie, ran out of Novocaine.
Yeah. Right. Right. That would have made it a great story.
Don't
it was my dentist!
You smile and you're missing, like, five teeth.
But how would I have not noticed after he came out of the car if he was, in fact, my dentist?
Well, if you hadn't,
been
maybe,
tell me, radio professional.
It could have been a first-timer, you know?
Uh-huh.
The guy that just gave me my the finger thing.
The finger thing?
Yeah, my doctor.
You got
only second time I've ever seen him.
Okay.
It's only the first time, a second time I've ever seen him. But I would not recognize him.
Then he rear-ended you.
See, there you go.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All I need is one more night with you. It's amazing, but just one more night with you. I want it all. I want it all.
Joining us on the show is a band made up of two people who are dear, close friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them named Carmen, and yet the band is named Carmen.
That is weird. Hello, Amy and Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready to buy your album and stuff.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day.
It's an exciting day.
It is. Oh, thank you so much for listening to it, man. Wow, we were excited to make it.
Yeah, Pulses is out today. If you have not done so, if you didn't pre-order it on iTunes, now you can buy the whole thing.
That's right.
Now, in fact, you guys are going to extend your tour, huh?
We have to, man.
How cool is it to have a demand for you guys to show up places? Because we don't have that.
It's like petitions.
God, we have no idea. I guess we're finding out right now what that feels like.
Where are you guys at right now? On the road? In a bus or something?
We're actually literally
on the road. Hold on. We're going past. We're on 6th Avenue, 6th and 12th right now.
In New York.
Oh, wow.
Oh, New York City.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys doing a show out there or something?
Album release day. So we're on Good Morning America this morning, and we have a couple other shows that we're taping for this week.
Don't look anybody in the eye, and don't look up at the tall buildings, okay? That's just that's advice that I hear.
Hold your purse.
Yes.
I'm so excited you're going to be on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. I love that man, and I want to be his friend so much.
Tell him you said that.
Yeah, tell him you say hi, and we're going to be on tonight.
I DVR it every night because I'm usually in bed, but I might even sit up late tonight to watch it live.
Oh, perfect. I'll give you a little winky face.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I want a winky face.
You can get a winky face out.
I'll give you the other winky face.
Well, you've already done one leg of the Pulses tour. That wrapped up, and you're getting ready to kick off April 6th in Dallas, and it's going to run a whole bunch of dates through May 8th in Salt Lake City. Where's the best place for people to find out where you're going to be and what you're up to?
Well, it'd be carmenmusic.com, our website, because we do have a lot of different shows at different venues. Some of them are super intimate, so you can only get tickets from their website directly. So come to ours, because ours is the best, and that's the place to get tickets.
Awesome. Carmen, what was it again?
Carmenmusic.com.
Carmenmusic.com.
Okay. That's Carmen with a K, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys also have another performance that you're going to have to add to this tour. Because you guys were kind enough to jump on Classroom Musical for us. Because you guys want children to get into music, right?
Yes, indeed, we do.
Oh, I hope you had a chance to watch some of the entries. It really brought tears to my eyes to see these classrooms get together to make music and make a video. It was so fun. And a lot of them used Carmen's music.
Yeah, they did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we saw a couple of them. It was pretty amazing.
Cool.
We call the ones that use your music kiss-ups, but that's fine.
That's all right. We'll take it.
We'll take kiss-ups. You guys started on YouTube. So we decided to, you know, we have these kids post their videos on YouTube, and maybe, who knows, this could be the first performance they ever have, and it's on YouTube, and that's where they got started just like you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, no, exactly. It's a great place to get discovered.
These are our three classroom musical winners hoping to get that concert from Carmen. From the K through 5th division, from Harmony Hills Elementary School, Mrs. Van Ness's class. Honest teacher, I'll do anything you want to. So let's get up, let's start playing. Can you hear me? Cause I'm saying, let's go. Come on, that's right. Cheerio. From Obanian Middle School, Mrs. Reed's class. And the high school division winner, Lackawanna Trail High School, Mrs. Harris's class. I can't understand what she's trying to say. I can't even cook a decent souffle. Maybe we ought to work instead of being jerks. Maybe we ought to just work. All three of them, excellent job.
So we're going to be announcing the winner
of the contest.
Okay.
Do we need like a drum roll or something?
Yeah, we need a drum roll.
We'll get you a drum roll.
All right,
but we want to say we have all three on hold right now. They're waiting.
Because yeah, all three schools that won our grand prize got $1,500
yeah.
to, you know, revamp their classroom for the classroom makeover. But the real cherry, the grand prize, was having Carmen randomly select. We've randomly selected mm-hmm. one school
yeah.
for Carmen to go do a performance.
Yeah, so don't get mad at Carmen. They didn't pick it. We told them who randomly was selected.
Totally random.
And now they have the winner. And you guys go ahead, and we'll give you a drum roll.
Sorry.
We got a big budget.
Yeah.
Mrs. Reed's class
at Obanian Middle School.
Obanian!
Mrs. Reed!
Oh, I think we have them on the phone right now.
And they're screaming.
JC loves it.
Congratulations, guys. We can't wait to see you.
Say hello to Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Hey, Mrs.
Reed.
And 100 children.
You're like, oh, my God, she's talking to Carmen. Right.
What up, girl?
They want to put you on speakerphone. But...
I love it. We can't wait to see you guys. What color should we wear when we come?
Yeah, what are the school colors? What's the school mascot?
The colors are orange and blue. We're the Bisons.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
The mighty fighting Bisons.
Nick, can you dress up like a bison for us, please?
Come on, dude. I always dress up like a bison.
You know, and you know the big question we have to ask. What does the bison say?
What does the bison say?
Moo?
Well, kind of a moo and a moo.
That's like a manly moo, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
Mrs. Reed, is your class incredibly excited?
They're so excited. They're psyched.
Okay, well, we're gonna set up the show for you guys, and then Carmen will show up and perform live for the entire school, I believe, at a little assembly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, congrats again, guys.
Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you.
I wonder if they're really excited about Carmen, or are they excited that there will be no classes during that period of time?
I think both.
And they're going to be, Carmen puts on a great show. I've been watching some of, you know, people, fans post stuff on YouTube and stuff, and it's kind of fun to see what you can experience at a Carmen show.
Carmen, both of you, Amy and Nick, is there anything the school needs to know, you know, to prepare for your arrival, like something important that's always on your tour rider?
Yeah, what do you need in your
room? Demands.
We usually have some circus animals, and we tend to light a couple things on fire, but it should be okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty easy. We'll get that for you, buddy.
We can fire
and animals.
All right, you guys are busy. I know you guys got to go promote Pulses, so make sure you go do that. Give us a shout-out on TV if you can.
Yep.
Totally understand if you
Everyone
don't.
Go buy the new Carmen album. It's out today.
It is. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I went to a wedding over the weekend for a buddy of mine.
From San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've heard of this event happen at a wedding before, and I thought it would be cool to see this happen at a wedding, but it happened at this wedding, and it was not cool at all.
Okay. The police involved.
I'll get to that.
Oh, wow.
So the wedding itself, ceremony... short as can be, which is awesome when you're a dude.
Mm.
5 minutes long, 10 minutes long, I think, and then we were done with the ceremony.
Hopefully so.
We were on the wedding party, so we had to go take pictures. Everything was going great.
Swimmingly, I would say.
Swimmingly. You know, exactly what the bride probably wanted, because this is her day.
Mm-hmm.
We are just the pawns in this game. And when we get back to the reception, dinner is served, drinks are flowing, everybody's having a good time. The DJ is great.
All right.
I would categorize this wedding as near perfect.
Okay.
We had I think we had the venue until about 11 o'clock, and about
time to start.
It's the wedding started at 5. Ceremony, I think maybe 6 or 7. Was we finally got the reception going all the way.
Was it kind of like yours, like on the beach or bay or whatever that was? I forgot.
It was at a golf course.
Okay.
All right. But it was beautiful weather too.
Yeah.
And right about an hour and a half to 2 hours left in the reception, I'm standing by the bar. And I hear two guys behind me come up to each other. And I could feel them, because it was tight quarters, so I could feel them kind of do an embrace, like the, you know how you shake hands?
Yeah.
And you grab each other and you pull each other close.
Yeah.
And then I hear one of the guys go, "We good? Mm-mm. We good, blankety blanker?"
Wow, okay.
And with us dudes, you never know, because we mess around like that. I'm thinking, oh, these guys are boys. They're just, we're just messing around. We're going to wrestle a little bit. Maybe I might give them a noogie or something. And the other guy goes, "Excuse me?" And again, it was a tall dude, about 6'3", and a shorter guy, maybe 5'9" at most.
Mm.
Mm, you know?
Kay.
The shorter guy is the one that's saying, "Are we good, blankety blanker?"
Okay.
Mm. And now I'm like, now it's... the shorter guy was a little more tipsy than the taller guy.
Of course he wouldn't have had the courage.
Uh-huh. And so I'm kind of standing there, and I'm with the groom, and we're just looking at each other like, where is this going?
Now, does the groom know these guys?
Are they friends? They're on the bride's side of the family.
Okay.
And they just kind of go, "No, I'm good." Yeah, they start jawing, and next thing you know, they're still holding each other's hands like they're shaking, but they're chest to chest. And I'm still kind of facing away because we don't want to make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the little guy continues saying, "We good, blankety blinker?" And he goes, "Stop talking to me like that." One thing leads to another. They start screaming at each other.
Hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, okay, this is awkward. It's a beautiful thing. People are now starting to notice. Out of nowhere comes this other guy. Jumps in the middle of those two.
Oh.
I don't know who swung or what, but I got hit in the back of the head.
Oh, really?
I get punched in the back of the head out of nowhere. And I turn around.
Now you're in it.
Now I'm in it. Now I'm like, I'm like blocking.
You're in goal.
He's gonna start hitting and stuff. And I just noticed that the smaller guy is on the ground with the gentleman that came in jumping out of nowhere.
Okay.
And then the taller guy is looking like he's about to go crush this little guy. So the groom and I grab the taller gentleman by the neck and we pull him off, and we have to take him outside. And we have to calm him down. The bride starts crying. The bridesmaids are crying. The mom's crying.
Oh. It's
one of those things where, like, I've always heard about fights happening at weddings.
Hmm.
And you think, oh, man, that's kind of, you know, that'd be kind of cool to see one of those happen. And then it happens. And you just see what a complete waste of time it is, because it just ruined the mood of the wedding.
Now, were they in the wedding party or just guests?
No, they were not.
Guests?
They turned out to just be uncles.
Okay.
So they knew each other, and I guess they must have had some sort of altercation in the past, and the little guy decided to take matters into his own hands at a wedding for some reason. And the guy that jumped in turned out to be his son-in-law, who was trying to stop things from happening, but it was too late because he swung, and I'm the only one that got hit.
So no one had hooked up with the bride.
No. It was none of that. It was just, I think it was a family thing, and we took the guy outside. And then I walk back inside after we calm everybody down, and I try to get a drink, and the venue goes, "No, we're closed. No more drinks."
Ruined it for everybody.
They told the DJ to shut it down 2 hours early in the ceremony. And I could just see the bride just like...
Is that in the fine print of the contract? Can they just make that decision?
Well, if they notice that a couple guys may have had a little too much, then, you know, they got to be safe.
And the DJ left too?
They had to shut the DJ's music down. The venue was... They were just trying to look out for their butts. So they closed down the wedding. And
dang.
A wedding that was perfect, in my opinion. That was going so great. Short ceremony, great party. It just ruined by two dudes.
Yeah.
By two. And they were family members of the wedding
bride.
Party. You know, it's like, so we asked you to call us up and let us know what was
the crazy thing.
The craziest thing you've seen at a wedding. What did you see that ruined a wedding? Just completely, just one swing of the hand and it's over.
Never seen a bar fight at a wedding.
You know what I've always wanted to witness, and I know it'd be incredibly, painfully awkward. When they ask, and they stopped asking if anybody objects to weddings.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to be there when someone stands up and says,
No, they can't get married.
They can't be married because I love her or whatever, you know, like in the movies. That's never happened.
Now I realize how lucky I was that this could have happened at my wedding. It could have happened at your wedding. Sure. It could have happened
at Kelsey's. People getting, drunk and stuff?
Yeah, just ruining your wedding. Just
shoot. I didn't
really
buy enough alcohol for people to get that drunk at my wedding.
Brittany, your wedding was ruined?
Oh, my wedding was not just ruined. It was just disaster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right? So my mom, we didn't have a lot of money, so we decided to have the wedding at my mom's house.
Yeah.
And it was very low key. It was in the summer. It was going to be really, you know, no big deal. Mm-hmm. My oldest was in it. And as my mom is setting up the arch, we were going to stand under an arch and look over her pool. As she's setting it up, the chair gives out from underneath her. She slams back, hits her head on the corner of her like rock patio, cuts it open, ends up in the emergency room with my stepdad. So now the owners of the house are not even at the wedding. They missed the entire thing. My daughter fell because she was about 1.5, fell walking as like the little flower girl.
During the ceremony?
During the ceremony, my brother-in-law picked her up and kind of caught her. Then my husband and I get married. They called him Forrester the entire time. His name is Kenny. Never even once. I know. And then we're sitting there and we're getting ready to toast. And my older sister, who I have a bad relationship with, walks out on video with the bride and groom cups and starts cussing about how our marriage isn't going to make it, and blah, 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 and blankety blank, like you were saying, JC, and just all this stuff about how if we don't use these cups and so on and so forth. And then, before we ever even got to sit down, my husband's family packed up all the food because we had them kind of cater it for us
and left.
They left.
So my mom missed the wedding. My daughter fell. We didn't eat, and we were cussed at all on our wedding day.
You guys still married?
It'll be 10 years, June 19th.
There you go.
You proved her wrong.
Not about the ceremony. It's about the marriage.
Yeah.
You know what? It was the worst best day of my entire life.
Yeah, I can see that.
You'll never forget it, Brittany.
No, that's no doubt.
Oh, my gosh, I won't. But my mom came back, got dressed, blood in her hair, and came out and entertained.
Aww, so kind of her. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Brittany. Yeah. I'm sorry your wedding was such a disaster. It happens more than we think.
Jeez.
Jillian, your wedding was ruined as well. What happened?
Yes. I woke up on the morning of my wedding with pink eye. I'm a high school teacher, so I'm presuming I caught it from one of my kids. So I had to go to the emergency room. The doctor wouldn't give me the steroid shot until my fiance, now husband, stood in front of the door and said, "No, you know, you're giving her the shot." My wedding planner hired somebody new right before my wedding who left all of the flowers in the car in late May in Texas overnight. So all of my flowers died that my parents paid for. So apparently my wedding planner was like going to every Tom Thumb and Kroger in the area to find flowers.
Aww.
My bouquet fell apart right before the ceremony. Somebody stole our champagne. My sister and bridesmaid got locked out of the hotel room at night, so they were sleeping in the lobby. And our driver got in a car accident. And then I forgot almost half of my stuff because, you know, everything was so stressful that morning that I was calling my fiance going, "Oh, my God, I forgot my earrings, and I forgot my garter, and I forgot my this." So, you know, my poor husband had to... current husband, so fiance then, was running around, and it was like he was halfway to the church, and then, "Oh, no, I forgot something else at home," just because everything, you know, was thrown off because of the morning trip to the emergency room.
Oh, that pink eye. What were your wedding colors, though? Did pink go anywhere?
I didn't blend, at least.
My colors were black and hot pink.
See?
And my mom actually said, she said, if I hadn't gotten the steroid shot, she and my sister were going to run to Party City and buy pirate patches for the wedding party.
That would have been great.
So,
thanks.
Shout out.
Yeah, Shannon. Shannon had an eye patch for a while.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I think it's really... they would have done that, and my husband and I will be married almost 3 years, and you know what? There's no such thing as a perfect wedding because it was still an awesome party.
Exactly.
All right, then.
Bright side. Always looking at the bright side, Jillian.
Mm-mm-mm.
too stressful.
Ooh, right.
It is. It is.
Now I'm starting to notice how lucky I was.
My girlfriend fell down the stairs the night before her wedding in the emergency room, had one of those big boots on under her wedding dress. You know, it's just like you want everything to be perfect and you're having to hobble down the aisle. And the groom went and got, at my friend's suggestion, it was wonderful, he wore a boot too.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't be the only one wearing a boot. So it made for cute pictures.
Do you guys remember, the only thing that went wrong at my wedding, I think, is we had a lasso that we were supposed to tie around us.
Yeah.
Our wedding planner forgot it, but it was no big deal. And then there was two high school kids that were driving by in their truck while we were getting married, and they screamed, "She cheated, don't do it."
Yeah.
Other than that, it was perfect.
Those crazy kids.
Yeah, those kids, I would have chased them.
I remember that.
Danielle, you were at a wedding that was ruined?
Well, actually, it was more of a painfully embarrassing moment for the bride and the rest of the people there.
Oh, do go on.
my grandma asked me to attend the wedding with her, you know, so I went with my cousin just to be nice. Well, we show up, and you know how the bride calls us the bouquet and asks for all the single people to go to dance floor, like out of tradition. Well, my cousin and I went, and we're all excited. We're dancing. The bouquet lands right in my hands, and I don't even know the bride. I don't know anybody there. And I scream, I'm like, "Woo!" I'm so excited. Everybody is silent. You could have heard a pin drop. And then I had to take a picture with the bride, and she's like, "Who are you?" And it was just horrible all around for everybody.
Who are you?
You were like the wedding crasher.
I pretty much was. I think she would have liked someone she'd known to catch.
Yeah.
You needed JC, the wedding party starter.
Yeah.
That happened at my wedding. One of his friends brought some random girl I'd never seen before, and she caught the bouquet. And I'm like,
"It was for my best friend."
I don't know who you are. It's weird.
I've caught it twice unintentionally. Like, one was a wedding I didn't know anyone, so I stood at the back of the dance floor, even though all the girls out there and there weren't many people there. And I'm like, I don't want to even be in this group. And I'm at the back of the dance floor, and it literally hit me on the head, and the girls were coming backwards to catch it, and we fell into a table.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. You look like you were fighting for it.
I was fighting for it. But
you fell to the table?
Like, no, and I'm a strange girl at a wedding. Yeah.
Danielle, did it work? Did you get married after that?
No.
No. They never work, those bouquet things.
Yeah.
No. Isn't it supposed to be you catch it and then you're supposed to get engaged that year or something?
The next one or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, good luck with that, Danielle.
Thank you.
Wow.
Jenna, you've caught it twice?
Yeah.
No luck?
Well, it's just tradition. It doesn't guarantee anything.
I mean, once was at a best friend's wedding, so we were all going for it for fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you got it.
But the other one was completely unintentional, and I got hit with it. It's like, here. Ridiculous. Yeah, nothing. Yes, you're right, JC, and nothing. No superstition there.
Jonathan, you had a close encounter with a groom?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it all started at the rehearsal the night before. You know, down here in the South, it's a tradition that the bride does not stand with the groom at the rehearsal.
Right.
So you had one of her bridesmaids stand in, and he really didn't want to stand up there next to her. I guess, I don't know if he thought she didn't look quite the way he wanted her to or what. and then the next day, you know, all us groomsmen, we were going to, grab him and dump birdseed all over him. He winds up, goes into his truck and grabs a shovel and starts acting like he's defending, you know, the nation or whatever. He's about to hit us with a shovel, and then the bride starts screaming at us because we're fixing to dump birdseed all over him.
If you're grabbing a shovel out of the back of your truck at a wedding, you might be a redneck.
Oh, man. Did he hit anybody with the shovel?
No, we pretty much told him if he did, it'd be the last time he done it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Bubba, go get the shovel. There's about to be some ass kicking. I'm about to open up a can of Warpath, and I can't find the lid.
Grab the shovel.
Thanks, Jonathan. Man, that is crazy.
Oh,
my goodness. Michael, your wedding was ruined. What happened, my man?
Well, I was really bad at writing my wedding vows, so I decided to go online and look at some really good ones. And I copied a set, and then I rewrote my own.
Okay.
And the day of the wedding, I put a long copy in my pocket. And so while I'm standing there, he asked me to read my vows. I was so nervous that I just read them off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
Or I read them off the paper without even thinking about it, and I was saying the wrong name the entire time.
Wrong name? Oh, my.
Oh, no. What name? Do you remember the name?
Yeah, Danielle. My wife's name is Denise.
That's awesome.
I wish I could see your wife's face while you were doing this.
I wish I could see your wife's parents' face.
No. Yeah, the video, we have video of it. Everybody's face was like, oh, my God, what is he doing? And I didn't even notice. I was completely oblivious to the fact of what I was doing.
Did she forgive you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
How's Danielle?
It took a little while. A lot of forgiving. A lot of flowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Danielle's doing well, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I delete all Danielle's out of my phone.
Thanks, Michael.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's bad. That's bad.
Courtney, take us out. How was your wedding ruined?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
It was ruined about almost 11 years ago in August. My husband and I ended up buying our flower girl her dress, and the flower girl's parents were going through a divorce, a nasty divorce. So here comes the big day. I'm all excited, nervous, everything, and looking around, the father is there with his son, but I'm like, where's my flower girl? Where is she? And I couldn't find him, so we all just decided we had let the ceremony go past the time that it was supposed to start. Finally, the mother shows up with her daughter.
Yeah.
Has not brushed her hair. Did not bring the flower girl dress. So, my flower girl ends up walking down the aisle in a tablecloth.
In a tablecloth.
Oh, wow.
In a tablecloth. And the whole time, I didn't know this, but one of my bridesmaids said that the whole time she kept looking at her and going, Leah, my dress is falling. And it kept falling down past her little...
Her boobies.
Heart.
Yeah.
Her little boobies.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That is so cute, but horrible.
So... Yes, it was at the time. I was just so nervous and was just like, oh, thankfully she's here, but had no idea.
That's great.
That she had a tablecloth.
Oh, right. Man.
It was like Gone with the Wind. Yeah. She grabbed the curtains.
And then you got to blur all the pictures. You got to blur all the pictures. Because they're showing stuff.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Well, at least you went through with the wedding, Courtney, and you got married and all that.
Yes, and it's been wonderful ever since.
So exactly.
Good deal.
It does turn out good, and definitely lots of memories.
Good
I still
deal.
See the mother and her kids out, and she does not even acknowledge me.
Aww.
Well, thanks for the call, Courtney. You have a great day.
Thanks. That's awesome.
Oh, tablecloth. I think we should do the show on tablecloths tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I was so excited yesterday.
Why is that?
My favorite YouTube rapper was on Ellen.
Oh, really?
And it's cool when you see your favorite YouTube anything on TV because it's like you're making it.
Yeah.
You finally made it. Like, we had Carmen on earlier.
Right.
They started on YouTube. Now they're all famous and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac Lethal. If you haven't heard of this guy, go to his YouTube channel. He is probably the world's fastest rapper, and he's a white dude.
He's fast.
So Ellen had him on a show, and he did a rap about Ellen at the Oscars. By the end of this rap, you could barely understand what he's saying, but he really is saying
this
stuff.
See, how effective is it if you can't understand what they're saying?
Because it's just cool.
The guy that did the made pancakes,
yeah.
And you showed me that video forever ago.
Yeah, look up Mac Lethal Pancakes. That's my favorite video that he's done, and he's cooking pancakes while rapping.
While rapping, yeah.
To prove that he's not faking
it
or something.
This is my favorite rapper on Ellen.
Who hosted the Oscars and tweeted a photograph that had the most retweets of all time? Who laughs when they tell her to censor this? Who gave a pizza fella his biggest tip? Whose show has a spell of an influence? What's her name? Ellen DeGeneres. Trust me, it ain't playtime, Timmy. This show is 133 daytime Emmys. Better move your booty, I'ma make mine shimmy. Better bring a couple lattes and make mine skinny. City of Missouri in a state called Kansas. Giving them my award like a cake called Blanchett. Hey, sound guy, speed it up. I think I'm gonna try speeding up a little bit. Here we go. I was seated with a veto when the media was seated up a beat, up a bit of brother, been about a babble, couldn't sit up in a shadow. So I sent another missile from the middle of the map, and I went and picked up Ellen in a Porsche. Then we picked up Porsche. Then I flew out of space, found a big black comet, put everybody on it, and we shot it back towards the world.
Ooh! Come on.
Wow. That's
something to aspire to.
And that dude's from Kansas.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, like,
Kansas.
Everything's Kansas. Kansas.
Everything's faster in
Kansas.
You
know, if what couldn't get any better, it just did.
Is he faster than Twista? Doesn't Twista have the record?
I think he might be as fast as Twista.
I think he's fast.
I think he might be fast. Twista's fast, but Mac Lethal's faster.
Oh.
You can actually understand what Twista's saying right here.
Right.
He does speed it up, though.
But he can't go real fast. Mm. Cool.
But speaking of rapping, Kelly Raspberry.
You just have to listen real fast.
Speaking of, you know, we're doing a little contest to win tickets to the MTV Movie Awards. These are so hard to come by. You have to kind of almost win them in contests like these. So what we're doing is we want you to rap your movie review. Get it? Do a great job. You go to the MTV Movie Awards. And it could review any movie. You could review any movie from 2013 through, you know, what's out right now.
Yeah.
Divergent, maybe, or The Muppet Movie. Who knows? Or anything from 2013. Make the rap between 30 and 90 seconds. Just make it fun. Make it entertaining. And if you say, but I don't have any rapping skills, it's not fair.
Doesn't matter.
Well, you don't have to rap. Won't be as fun, but you can go to KidNation.com to get details on entering that way. We've got a lot of runner-up prizes. We've got, you know, Supras.
Yeah, the shoes.
These shoes inspired by skateboarding. Okay. And we also have,
shoes inspired by skateboarding.
They were inspired by skateboarding. Yeah. And then we have these HOH watches. I don't know what HOH stands for.
But they're dope.
But they're extremely versatile timepieces. And some people would call them dope. We're going to announce the grand prize winner this Friday, so you got to hurry up and get these done. And all the details for the trip, for the MTV Movie Awards, all the contest rules, go to KidNation.com. The MTV Movie Awards are live Sunday, April 13th on TV.
Al, take us out with your fastest rap attempt.
Well, you know
we'll
some raps.
Back.
Do, yeah, do the that. Rapper's Delight as fast as you can.
As fast as you can. Let's go, Al.
I said hip hop.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.